Dueling Genre Productions presents Geek by Night. Episode 2, Reboot, Part 2. Written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez.
What time is it?
7:45. Are you still in bed? Your presentation is in like half an hour.
Oh, shit!
Hey, what's wrong?
I slept in. How is this possible? I never sleep in. That's Gwen. Can you let her in?
Sure.
Thanks. Got a shower.
Hey, Gwen. Elliot just hopped in the shower. Come on in.
Thanks. Can I get some coffee? My head feels like it's melting and freezing at the same time.
Yeah, sure. Should already be brewed. The coffee maker's on a timer.
Score! So did Elliot seriously just get up?
Yeah. Out a little late last night, huh?
Sorry, yeah, we were catching up with some of Elliot's old friends. I guess things kind of got out of hand.
Does this tie look okay?
Whoa, holy crap, did you already shower?
Wow, babe, you look really good today. Is that a new shirt?
No.
Did you, like, get a haircut or something? Gwen, doesn't he look really cute today?
Not sure I'm really the right person to ask.
You smell great, too.
Thanks, just showered. Gretch, we really gotta run.
When do you need to be at work? Maybe you can just stay here for a few minutes and I can just drop you off? Maybe squeeze in some alone time.
Jeez Louise, keep it in your pants, Gretch.
All right, come on. We'll have all the time of the world for that once we get to England. I gotta go.
Fine. Good luck today. Love you.
Love you too.
God damn, she was thirsty. What the hell are you feeding her?
No. Off. Turn off. Ugh, thank you. Wait. What in the world? Turn on. Turn off. No way. Computer, turn on. TV, turn on. Oh my god. I'm a universal remote. I have to call someone.
God, no! Make it stop!
What? What is it?
Gibson.
Why are you screaming?
I'm not screaming.
Please stop! My head is killing me!
You're never going to believe what happened.
Oh, God! Why does this hurt so bad?
Are you okay?
I don't know. I think I have a hangover. Like a massive, massive hangover. Just come over, okay? I can barely understand you.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Agony! Make it stop!
What? Jeff?
Mindy?
Something's wrong. How did I get
here? Please! Just let me die!
What is happening? Oh my god, could you believe Shelby and Meredith in there? They practically invited you to a threesome.
No idea what you're talking about.
I thought Shelby was married.
Markowitz, Alan, maybe I've been cooped up in my badass corporate office for too long, but back when I was starting out at this company, being late to a career-defining presentation was normally seen as a bad thing to do.
What? We're not late. We're right on time.
First rule of business, kids. To be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. And if you're late, then why the hell am I even talking to you? What's in the box?
Prototype.
Excellent. Walk with me.
Hey, Elliot. Good luck today.
Thanks.
What are you doing for your lunch break?
I'm kind of busy, actually.
Elliot, are you on Grindr?
I don't know what that is, but thank you.
Good God, Markowitz, what the hell did you put in the water?
I feel like I'm in an Axe body spray commercial.
Well, tell you what, you two nail this presentation, you'll have your own secretaries. They're twins, part-time Instagram models, and very generous with their after-hours.
Is one of them gay?
They're millennials, Alan. They hate labels.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for showing up so early.
Elliot Markowitz has the floor.
Elliot Markowitz. I love that name.
Well, get used to it, Pam. After today, we'll all be saying his name a lot more. All right, Markowitz, blow us away.
Okay, so describe to me what happened. Spare no details.
Well, I woke up in my room with the sorority. I started thinking about last night and wondered how Jeff was doing. I pictured him being all sad and pathetic in his bed, and the next thing you know, I'm in the basement looking at him.
So you teleported?
No, I did not teleport. Teleportation isn't possible.
This morning, I was controlling every electrical appliance in my house with the power of my mind. I don't think we should be ruling anything out.
Would it be too much of a bother if we could keep things at a stage whisper until my ears stop bleeding?
Right now, I think anything's possible. For example, on my way to your house, I discovered my new abilities extend beyond just computers and telephones. Coffee's ready.
Coffee? Oh my God, the coffee pot's floating! Simon, are you doing that?
Yeah, I'm also controlling the mugs. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but if I focus, I can definitely manipulate more than one item at a single time.
This is insane. This is completely insane. Simon has freaking superpowers.
And you. And Gibson. I think his senses have been drastically heightened.
My senses? Is that why everyone smells so bad and my mouth tastes like hot, wet garbage?
Indeed.
So how did this happen? I mean, the world hasn't lost all sense of reason and logic. You don't just wake up with superpowers. That explosion at Swift Industries, that weird light storm last night.
Yeah, I had the same theory, but if the explosion or suspended lights were the cause, I'd think there'd be a lot more people with powers running around today. That was a citywide event. It should be chaos right now.
Well, what else could it be?
I don't necessarily have a better theory. I just think we're missing something.
Like the fact it wasn't just the three of us last night?
Oh my God! Elliot might have powers too!
Right, and Gwen.
Who?
Elliot's friend, the awkward lesbian.
Oh! Her!
In a generation where games exist on phones, the game will bring families and friends back to playing on tables in circles. And the only tech required is the human imagination.
He's so earnest. It's too adorable.
I'm starting the fandom right now. We have got ourselves the Markoviches.
All right, come on, let's take it down a notch.
You hear that, Elliot? That's the sound of a legend being born. I want this game on my table yesterday.
Elliot, you're a genius.
Denise, that's not appropriate office contact.
Yeah, Denise, back off.
Mind your own business, Allison.
Would you get a hold of yourselves? You're two of the most respected executives in the entire company. You're acting like teenagers.
You're trying to break through the glass.
Gwen, help!
I can't get through the crowd. Hold on.
Don't even think about it, Alan.
Snap out of it, Renee. This isn't you. Just think for a second.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Joel, you're carrying me. You're so strong.
That's because I lift, you nerd. Hopefully they'll be too busy fighting to notice us.
Joel, you saved my life. Thank you.
Markowitz, what the hell did you do? You turned every woman in this office, and Chad for some reason, into a psychotic rage zombie.
You think I did this? I almost died back there.
They escaped the conference room. Get them.
I'm calling the police.
Joel, wait.
Hey, do you have a better...
Oh my God, Gwen. Gwen, wake up.
Elliot? Elliot, it's me. It's Gwen.
What? Who? Huh?
I'm in Joel's body. It's me, but I'm in Joel's body. How is this happening?
How is any of this happening?
My body is just laying there. Wait, am I dead? No, we're good. I'm breathing. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Bad day, bad day, bad day.
Good God, I can carry my whole body and run. Joel should be in the Olympics.
Great, keep running.
We just ran past your car.
If we stop, they'll catch us. Just keep running.
If we keep running, they'll eventually catch us too.
I don't know what else to do.
Get in, losers. We got superpowers last night.
Gibson, this is the last time I let you drive my van. Ever. Ever.
Not my fault you drive like an old lady, Simon.
Jeez, Elliot, what'd you do to piss off all those people?
I didn't piss them off. I think they're in love with me. Like, madly, deeply, psychotically in love with me.
Elliot seems to have developed some sort of super powerful pheromone.
You mean Elliot's superpower is being in an Axe body spray commercial?
You know, weirdly, that's the second time that reference has been made today.
Who the hell is that? And why is Gwen unconscious?
It's me. I'm Gwen. I possessed our boss's body. I can possess people, apparently. Somebody call an exorcist, am I right? God, I'm so afraid.
Gretchen. I need to see Gretchen. Gib, drive me home.
You don't give me orders, backstabber!
Please, Jeff, just drop me off. I'm begging you. I need to make sure she's okay.
Fine!
Gretchen! Babe, I'm home. Gretch?
Elliot, the coast is clear. No women.
Whoa, nice place. I guess this is how society awards being a complete tool.
Oh my god. Jeff, can you stop with the yelling, please?
I'm yelling?
Elliot, what's wrong? Where's Gretchen?
I checked every room. She's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
She's not here. Her stuff is missing. Guys, I think Gretchen left me.
Geek by Night will be right back.
Hey guys, this is Geek by Night creator and executive producer Scott Corelli.
And I'm executive producer Nick Jimenez.
If you're enjoying the show you're listening to right now and want to make sure that we'll be able to continue making more, become a Geek by Night patron by heading over to patreon.com/geekbynight and subscribing.
That's right, Scott. By becoming a Geek by Night patron on Patreon, not only can you support the show, but for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive bonus features and content not available to anyone else on the internet.
Commercial-free episodes, podcasts featuring the cast and writers, music from the Geek by Night soundtrack, artwork, and more.
And at $10 a month or more, you'll get all of that plus chances to win cameo roles on the show, as well as guest hosting spots on our other podcasts, Back to the Future Minute, The Doctor's Companion, and Not Writing.
Basically, the show only exists because of your support, and the more support we have, the more cool stuff we can give back to you, the listener.
So, hop on to patreon.com/geekbynight to become a member of the Geek by Night Patreon family today.
We now return to Geek by Night.
Elliot, I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine what you're going through right now. But Gretchen loved you. I am sure there's a completely and totally reasonable explanation for all of this. I mean, maybe she just...
Gwen, look, I know you're just trying to help, but honestly, trying to comfort me as Joel is freaking me out.
Right. Sorry.
Elliot... Not to pry into your social life, but did you and Gretchen have any sort of fight or argument before you left for work today?
No. If anything, she was super... Oh, God. She was totally acting like the women at work. You don't think my powers had anything to do with this, do you?
No, Elliot, I'm sure that's not it.
Or maybe someone took her. Like the government or something. Yeah, they found out we have powers and they took her, but also took all her stuff so that only looked like she ran away, right?
Elliot, take it from me. Sometimes things just happen out of the blue.
She didn't just leave. Something's wrong.
There's plenty of other fish in the...
No, Gretchen wasn't a fish. She wasn't some girl I was wandering around with for a while that I can just get over the second she leaves. I loved her. I was gonna marry her. There's no next girl. This was supposed to be it. And now she's gone, and I don't know what to do.
Well, I wouldn't recommend going outside.
Right, yeah, of course. Because now whenever I'm around women, it turns into a scene from 28 Days Later. You know, as if my life wasn't already bad enough today.
Hey, you're not the only one with problems, man. My senses are out of control. The lights in your apartment feel like I'm staring into the sun, and I can feel every thread in my clothes scraping across my body like sandpaper.
Why is this even happening to us?
We think it might have something to do with that explosion at Swift Industries last night, or those strange lights in the sky, but we're not sure.
which is why I suggest we go back to my lab so I can run some tests and get to the bottom of this.
Whoa. Tests?
You have a lab?
Of course I have a lab. Everything you've gathered about me these past few years, what in the world would suggest that I don't have a lab?
I don't know if I can handle any more craziness today. Besides, as Gib pointed out, going outside where women want to kill each other over me is probably not the best idea.
Elliot, like it or not, you're gonna have to leave sometime. But don't worry. We're all in this together. We've got your back.
All right, sure. Let's get tested. Because how much worse could today possibly get?
Hello, and welcome to Good Morning McKinney. I'm Olivia Junior. Today, I'm joined by local entrepreneur Max Carmichael. Welcome to the show, Max.
Thank you, Olivia. I'm delighted to be here.
Max, you've proven yourself to be a real mover and shaker in the business world and established a name and reputation for yourself in an astonishingly short amount of time. And now, to everyone's surprise, you've turned your attention to comic books. Can you explain this new move?
Well, first off, I just have to tell you what a fan I am of your program, Olivia.
Thank you, Max. That's wonderful to hear.
It's true. You're part of my morning routine. I never miss an episode. But to get back to your question, why comic books? Ever since I was a young boy, they've been as essential to my childhood as Tom Sawyer or the Chronicles of Narnia. So for me, opening my chain of Monopoly comic stores is much more than an incredibly savvy and well-timed business expansion. It's a passion project.
Passion? Passion? You wouldn't know passion if it bit you on the nose, Carmichael. You took everything from me. You tricked me. I know you did. These powers. I don't know how I got them, but they're a gift. A gift I can use to stop Max Carmichael and get my store back. I can fix this. I can fix everything. My full-scale replica of Mjolnir. You'll be my tool to regain what I've lost. I will become the god of thunder himself. You think you have passion, Carmichael? I'll show you real passion. I'm gonna show this whole city what real passion truly is.
What was that noise?
Nothing, Mrs. Vergara. Just a TV.
Sink broken again. You fix.
I'm busy right now, Mrs. Vergara.
You fix sink or you pay rent.
I'll be right there.
Whoa, Simon, this place is massive. Who were your parents? Did they invent Google?
Larry Page and Sergey Brin invented Google.
Are those your parents?
Larry Page and Sergey Brin aren't married. Also, not my parents.
Simon, can you please explain to me why the hell we wasted all that time hanging out at my stupid job when we could have been hanging out here?
Oh, it's not any fun hanging out at your own house all the time. Besides, it's just big. It's not exactly an amusement park. My dad was sort of a big name in the tech world for a while. He had a hand in some major technological advancements, invested wisely, and it worked out pretty well for him. He doesn't even live here most of the year, which suits our needs just fine. Come on, lab's downstairs.
Holy crap! Will you look at this place? It's like Tony Stark's lab!
Actually, funny story, I once did a detailed comparison of my lab versus the one in Iron Man. By analyzing the footage in the films and analyzing the scale of objects in the room, I found that my lab was actually bigger.
Is that seriously what you do with your spare time?
I was bored, it was a Sunday. Anyway, let's get started, shall we? Elliot.
Yes?
The only way we can hope to get you out in the world again without inciting a riot is if you learn to control your powers.
Right, totally agree.
Excellent. Make Mindy attracted to you.
What?
What? Mindy's like my little sister. It'd be like when Xander started dating Dawn in the Buffy comics. Gross, Ola.
Yeah, the idea of seeing Elliot as a sexual being in any way, shape, or form makes me want to gag. No offense.
All right, then. Make Gwen attracted to you.
Sorry to break it to you, Simon, but I've only been attracted to two men in my life. My sophomore English teacher, Mr. Hall, and Jared Leto in my so-called life. Elliot's a far cry from either.
Well, what about me? Or Gibson?
I don't think it works like that. Joel wasn't affected by me either, so I think you already have to be attracted to men for it to have any effect.
Then why aren't I trying to take Elliot on a ride in the bedroom rodeo right now, so to speak?
Oh, that is not a visual I wanted in my head ever.
Elliot, where would you say your head was at when your powers took effect, emotionally?
Well, I woke up late, so I was stressed. Really stressed.
Mindy, when you teleported, you said you were thinking about your brother, wondering if he was okay?
Yeah.
Aww.
Shut up.
And Gibson, you said your head was
killing you from the hangover. You were in agony.
It was bad. Like Viserys Targaryen Golden Crown bad.
Gwen?
Well, every woman on our floor was in jealous rage mode. I literally thought we were going to die.
So you'd say you were in a heightened emotional state.
Boy, howdy.
I think that might be what's triggering our powers. So, theoretically, if we keep an even head, we may be able to actually control them.
Wait. When I saw Gretchen was gone, that made me pretty freaking emotional. Why wasn't Mindy affected by my pheromones then?
Maybe it's because I have a power too. Like, they sort of cancel each other out.
That's actually not a bad theory.
Oh, hello, Mr. Holt. Yeah, I saw that you had company. I thought you might fancy a spot of tea.
Oh, Judith. Yes, please. The table there is fine. Thank you.
I can't remember the last time you brought friends to the house. Shall I prepare some sandwiches?
Ooh, I could go for a sandwich. I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Yeah, Joel's body needs sustenance.
Lovely. I'll be back shortly.
Judith, quick question. What do you think of Elliot here?
Well, he looks a bit like a scarecrow, doesn't he?
Thank you, Judith.
I stayed calm and she didn't go crazy. This is awesome. But hey, I don't look like a scarecrow.
Was that the butler? You actually have a butler?
Judith isn't just a butler. She's family.
Are we sure Judith isn't gay?
I can't imagine how that would be any of my business.
So, what am I doing exactly?
I want you to visualize this end of the room. Get a clear image of it in your head.
Got it.
Now close your eyes.
Closing eyes.
And go.
Holy crap!
I did it! I can control it!
You're like Nightcrawler!
Actually, I don't think she is. Mindy, I'd like to try something, if you'd be willing to humor me.
Okay.
I want you to go across the room again, but this time, I don't just want you to picture the destination. I want you to picture the whole journey.
All right. Let's see here.
Holy hell, Mindy, you're flying!
What? Oh my god, I'm flying. I can fly. I can teleport, and I can fly.
Mindy, I don't think you've actually been teleporting at all. It just seemed that way because you've been flying at such an extreme velocity that your travel time seemed instantaneous.
How is it that she gets the coolest power? I mean, really?
But this morning, I went all the way across town. There had to have been all kinds of buildings and cars and just people in my way. If I was just flying really fast, why didn't I leave a trail of destruction behind me? I mean, at the very least, shouldn't there be two me-sized holes where I left my room in the sorority and blew into my parents' house?
Well, I think you're actually moving so quickly that your molecules are vibrating at a frequency that allows you to pass right through solid objects.
We are just playing fast and loose with this whole science thing today, aren't we?
Let me see. Here you go, Gibson. Put this on.
Simon, why do you keep a blindfold in your lap?
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little worried about it.
Just put it on. And this.
What is that?
It's a nose clip. We're going to block your other senses so it'll be easier for you to focus on your hearing.
Fine, but I'm not putting anything in my mouth.
Well, then we'll have to save the ball gag for another day.
What?
Kidding.
I don't like when you're kidding, Simon. I can't tell when you're doing it. All right, now what?
Just focus on my voice.
How can I not? It sounds like you have your volume up all the way.
Do you hear the clock in the room?
Yes.
Good. I want you to focus on that clock. Listen closely. Let it drown out my voice.
Okay. I can hear it. The ticking. God, it's so clear. I can hear all the gears of the clock, too. Turning and shifting with every tick. Guys, this is intense!
You shift your focus back to me now. Let the ticking fade away. You are in complete control.
Okay, yeah, you're louder. The clock is still in the background, but it's less defined.
Good. Now, I want you to do what you just did, but with silence.
What do you mean, but with silence?
Silence doesn't disappear, Gibson. It's still there, and you can find it just like you found the ticking clock. Find the silence and hold on to it.
I found it. It's quiet. Oh, God, it's beautiful.
One sense down, four to go.
Can we please do me now, before I, like, merge with Joel forever? I've been fighting back the urge to call you all nerds and start doing push-ups for the last hour.
Alright, well, how did you get in there in the first place?
Not sure, really.
Well,
what did you do immediately before it happened?
Joel was going to call the police. I grabbed his arm to stop him. He turned to look at me and I thought, whoa, Joel has really pretty eyes. I might be super gay, but even I can appreciate them, like, objectively, or whatever. I mean, just look at these things. They're this really pale blue and you can kind of get lost in them. And I remember thinking, they made me want to eat popsicles for some reason. And I thought, that's a really weird reaction to someone's eyes. And then wham, I'm a size 12.
Thank you, Gwen. That was thorough.
Yeah, well, when it comes to returning to my own body, I guess I'm kind of an overachiever.
Not to sound thick, but have you tried just looking back into your eyes?
Like, on my own body? Oh, not yet. Should I just hold my eyelids open?
I guess.
Okay, this is just so many flavors of weird.
Whoa! I'm back! Hello, boobs! Hello, ass! Merry Christmas, you old building and loan!
Oh, God. My head is killing me. Markowitz? Allen? Wait, where the hell am I? What's going on here? Is this a laboratory? Have I been kidnapped?
Excuse me, can you look right here, please?
Why? What are you... Oh, it smells fantastic.
Whoa, what did you just do?
I sprayed him with a mild sedative gas. He'll be out for a few hours. He'll also have some slight memory loss, but just enough so that he doesn't remember any of today's events.
Why would you have that?
I just like to be prepared. You never know what kind of reaction someone will have to a laboratory devoted to super science. Besides, it's not dangerous or anything. I even augmented the scent of the aerosol to smell more pleasing.
Oh, yeah. Smells just like fresh-baked cookie.
Maybe we should take a break.
Look at this place, Billy. So many customers. You'd think we'd opened a Dunkin' Donuts or something with this crowd.
Well, it certainly would have made a lot more sense, sir.
Excuse me. What exactly is this thing?
No idea, but you should definitely buy it.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Well, sense or not, they're buying what we're selling.
Max Carmichael!
Billy, look, this man yelling my name is wearing a Thor costume from when he was stranded on Midgard and had to wear jeans and a t-shirt. Actually, that's not very impressive at all, is it?
Sir, that's actually the man you bought this store from yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes, I believe his name was, Connor. Hello, Connor, welcome to Monopoly Comics. Would you like to buy some Thor statues?
I don't want your statues, Carmichael. I want Mjolnirs.
But you're holding a Mjolnir right now. It's literally in your hand.
Not Mjolnir the hammer, Mjolnirs. The shop. I want it back.
Now, Connor, you sold me this store fair and square. I don't believe in take-backsies.
Fair? You think buying my shop, my livelihood, for a dollar is fair?
It is when I have your signature on this legally binding bill of sale.
No. You tricked me. You did something to me, to my mind. I know you did. And now, I am going to do something to you.
All right. This is getting creepy. Connor, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
My name is Cosmo.
Cosmo? That's just a ridiculous name. You should change it. Ooh, to Connor. But right now, I want you to leave my store.
No.
I said shoo! Get out of here, go on, get! Billy, I told him to leave, but he's not leaving. He's just kinda standing there. Why is he just kinda standing there? Why aren't my powers working?
I'm not sure, sir, but our situation does not seem to be improving.
Your mind tricks won't work on me, Carmichael. Not again.
Those waves of extremely dangerous-looking energy, are they coming out of him?
I believe they are, sir.
Billy?
Yes, sir.
Hold me.
We're live outside the grand opening of Monopoly Comics, where there appears to be some sort of hostage situation developing.
Guys, look at the TV.
Whoa, is that Mjolnir's?
Eyewitness reports state that less than an hour ago, an unknown man entered the store wielding a large hammer and is now holding the entire store hostage, including Monopoly Comics owner and CEO, Max Carmichael.
Oh my God, all those people.
McKinney City Police have arrived on the scene and we're now receiving word that the identity of the unknown man is actually Cosmo Peters, the previous owner of the comic book store that he's now holding hostage.
Cosmo?
I can't believe this.
we're now seeing what appears to be some sort of strange laser light show coming from inside the store.
I don't think those are laser lights.
Cosmo left the bar around the same time we did. Do you think he got powers too?
It's certainly possible.
We gotta help him.
Help him? Gib, come on, we can't do anything.
He's my friend, Elliot. Maybe that doesn't mean anything to you anymore, but it does to me. I don't know where his head is at right now, but the Cosmo I know would never hurt a fly. If we could get in there, I know we could get him to let those people go.
Gib, no, it's too dangerous.
Didn't you say that you wanted to grow, to change? Well, we have an opportunity to be more than we ever thought we could be. I mean, the people in that store need help, and we can help them in a way no one else can. We have great power, which means there are responsibility. I mean, Jesus, what's the point of having 5 freaking Spider-Man movies if we can't even learn to do that?
I'm with Gibson. I think we can do this.
I think we should do this. Count me in.
Me too. Somebody's got to make sure you losers don't mess this up.
Elliot, what about you?
Screw it. Let's go save the day.
Geek by Night will be right back.
Hey, I'm Scott Corelli.
And I'm Nick Jimenez.
And we all know and love Back to the Future. Doc Brown, Marty McFly, the DeLorean.
Huey Lewis in the News.
But did you know that screenwriter Bob Gale originally conceived the movie after seeing a photo of his dad as a teenager and wondering if they would have been friends?
Or that the actor who played Lorraine's father in 1955 provided the voice for over a dozen different characters in She-Ra, Princess of Power?
Or that Leah Thompson would listen to Mr. Sandman on repeat alone in her trailer to prepare for her scenes as a 1950s teenage girl?
These are just some of the things we talk about on Back to the Future Minute, the daily podcast where we go through Back to the Future, greatest movie of all time, 1 minute at a time.
Join us Monday through Friday as we watch and discuss 1 minute of Back to the Future and get to know your favorite movie better than ever with us and new cool guests every week on Back to the Future Minute.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or just visit us on the web at backtothefutureminute.com.
We now return to Geek by Night.
Cosmo Peters, the man suspected of taking hostages at the grand opening of the newest Monopoly comics store, is said to have made no effort to communicate or negotiate with police officials, leaving everyone to ask the question,
what do I want?
You'll never get away with this, Cosmos. You might as well just buy some comics, some collectibles, and maybe an omnibus or two and leave.
You already took my life, Carmichael. I'm not giving you another red cent.
Billy, my powers still aren't working. Why aren't they working?
I have no idea, sir. It's unprecedented.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You know, Max, this could all be over right now if you'll just give me back my store.
Max Carmichael never backs out of a business deal.
Not even if it costs the life of a hostage?
Please. Do you actually expect me to believe that you could kill an innocent person? You don't have it in you.
Who said anything about innocence?
Sir?
You bastard, you point that hammer away from Billy this instant. You hurt one hair on his head, I swear to God.
Your store or your lapdog? What's it gonna be, Carmichael?
Oh, God, I'm so conflicted. Billy, I am genuinely conflicted right now.
That is so great to hear, sir.
Do you think Joel's gonna be okay?
He'll be fine. Confused, a little dehydrated maybe, but fine.
I just feel bad leaving him at the office like that.
What choice did we have? It's not like we could wait around for him to wake up so we could try to explain. We've got heroing to do.
Speaking of which, what's the plan? Do we have a plan? We should have a plan.
We're going to get in through the back door and calmly talk to Cosmo until we can convince him he's making a huge mistake.
And if that doesn't work,
then we kick his ass.
Mindy, no.
Oh, come on! We have superpowers! I want to fight somebody.
It's Cosmo.
Well, he shouldn't have become a supervillain then.
He's not a supervillain. He's just having a bad day.
I don't care. My fists are thirsty for justice, and they demand to be quenched.
All right. If we can't talk him down, and only if he attacks us, you can kick his ass.
Yes!
But only as a last resort.
Sure, yeah, of course.
And be gentle, man. It's just Cosmo.
I make no promises.
All right, here it is.
What's wrong?
It's locked.
Is it not normally?
It's been broken for the last 3 years. Cosmo was always telling me to fix it, but I never did it because, well...
You're you?
Basically.
Well, he must have fixed it when Monopoly Comics moved in.
Well, what do we do now?
You send the girl who can move through walls to unlock it from the inside. Duh.
Ugh, it's so not fair that she gets the coolest power. She doesn't even like this stuff.
Could have fooled me.
Okay, this is your last chance. Are you going to give me the store, or am I going to have to blow up Gilligan here as Coconut?
Sir, I think he's disassociating himself from the reality of the violence he's about to inflict on me by comparing my head to a coconut. He might be serious.
I know. It's quite the pickle, Billy. Quite the pickle indeed. Cosmo, could I have a sheet of paper and a pencil? I think making a pro-con list could help.
All right, that's it.
Sir.
Cosmo, man, you gotta stop all this.
Gibson, how'd you get in here?
Through the back. Listen to me, you can't do this. These people are innocent. You have to let them go.
Not until he gives me my store back or I get my revenge. But since Mr. Carmichael does not seem particularly concerned with doing the right thing, I guess I will have to do this.
Billy, no!
Sir, he didn't get me. I'm fine. I'm still alive.
Oh. Oh, well, good.
But how? I was aiming right for him. Whatever. If at first you don't succeed...
This is just such a fantastic day for things that are happening.
No. Cosmo, just hold on a second, all right? This isn't you. You don't want to hurt anyone. You don't want to do this. We can talk about this.
You, 20-somethings, put an end to this criminal now.
Zip it, Carmichael. You're on my list.
Now my powers aren't even working on these impressionable youths. Billy, what the hell is going on here?
Hey, is that my button? You're wearing my Green Lantern button.
If it's in the store, it's technically mine.
Give me my button back, you jerk! I earned that for being an exceptional employee!
You earned that for being a mediocre employee. Somehow, managed not to get fired over a stretch of 10 years.
Hey, that was harder to do than it looked.
So should we be doing something, or just continue to stand here awkwardly?
Elliot? Is that you? Huh, I haven't seen you in a dog's age. How you been?
Well, my girlfriend just left me.
I see some things haven't changed.
Oh, burn! Sick burn! Yes!
Nah. Seriously, you'll bounce back. You always do.
Thanks, man.
Things haven't been going very well for me either, though. This guy stole Mjolnir's from me, which was basically my girlfriend, sad as it is to say out loud. The only thing going on in my life are these superpowers.
Dude, I got superpowers too. We all did.
No way. What'd you get?
Super senses.
What, like Daredevil?
Yep, and I'm not even blind.
Prove it.
All you've had today... is some whiskey and a gas station hot dog.
Dead on. That's incredible. I've only got these electrical energy wave type powers, and apparently they don't even aim properly.
Cosmo, no, that was me.
What was?
Your bad aim. You missed because of me. I moved your hammer with my mind. I have telekinesis.
Shut up.
No, it's true. Look.
Huh, did you look at that? You took it right out of my hand. That's incredible. Now give it back to me.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Look, Cosmo, you gotta let these people go, man. This isn't right. What do you even think you're going to accomplish?
I just want my store back. That's all.
Well, this isn't the way to accomplish that. You'll never get what you want through violence.
I'll have you know I just got off the phone with Rebecca, the hostage negotiator, and she said my odds are looking really good. She's even sending over some pizza.
She's only telling you that because you have hostages, you idiot! As soon as you get what you want and let the hostages go, they're going to throw you in jail.
What? No, Rebecca wouldn't do that to me. She really understands me.
No, Cosmo, she's just doing her job, okay? This is just like that time you thought you had a connection with Francine, the mail lady, but it turned out she was just reading your name off of our packages.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm going to jail. I've broken the law. I'm a criminal. This is all your fault, Carmichael.
Hey, I didn't make you take my entire store hostage. You did that.
It's not your store!
Mindy! On it!
Ow!
What the hell, Mindy?
Is that not what you wanted?
No, I wanted you to get Max and Billy out of the way.
Well, how was I supposed to know that? You can't just say my name and expect me to read your mind. I thought you were giving me the go-ahead for punching.
For the record, I'm totally fine with you punching him in the face.
Shut up, Max!
You wanted her to save them, but they took everything from me. And from you. Why would you do that? They're terrible.
Terrible or not, we can't let you hurt anyone, Cosmo.
Because we're superheroes, and that's what superheroes do. Sorry, hi, I'm Gwen. I don't think we've met. What? No one else was going to introduce me and I was just standing here.
Superheroes? But you're here to stop me. That would make me the villain. I can't be a villain. I'm a victim.
You were the victim. Now you're more like a tragic villain, like Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man 2.
No, that can't be right. He's the real villain here, not me. I'm trying to get justice, same as you. We're two sides of the same coin. You're all heroes, and I'm just more of an anti-hero.
Like the Punisher. Yeah, that tracks.
Cosmo, listen to me. Real life isn't about heroes or villains or anti-heroes. It's about people making choices and whether we choose to hurt people or help people. That's how we become who we are. Lately, I've been making bad choices. I've been really selfish, and I've hurt the people who care about me. I can tell myself it's justified all I want, but feeling vindicated doesn't change the fact that what I did was wrong. It just makes me feel better about doing a bad thing. But making bad choices doesn't make me a bad person. I just have to learn from my mistakes, make better choices, and decide in the moment to be better, to change. That's my power, Cosmo, and it's your power too.
Also, he can secrete a hypersensitive pheromone that makes him irresistible to women and gay men everywhere.
Yes, I do also have that power as well.
You're right. I mean, about that first thing. I assume also about the second thing, but I don't really want to know. This isn't who I want to be. Open the doors. Let's get these hostages home.
You got it, Cos. But first, one last piece of business. Carmichael, give my man his store back.
What? No, it's not his anymore.
Don't make Gwen here use her super strength.
Billy, give him the deed.
Fine. Here.
Thank you. And I want my button back, too.
Oh, no way.
Sir, just give him the button so we can get out of here.
All right, fine. It's not even my favorite kind of lantern.
Thanks. And here's a dollar. Fair and square, right?
What? Oh. Oh, I see what he did there.
Here you go, Kaz. The deed to the store.
I don't want it. I mean, I do want it, but I don't deserve it. After today, I'm no longer worthy of wielding Mjolnir. Maybe someday I will be again, but not right now. Besides, as soon as those doors open, I'm probably going to jail for a long time.
But who's going to run the store?
How about you?
What? Me? I don't know how to run a store.
No, not just you. God, no, that'd be a disaster. I mean, you, Elliot, Mindy, Simon, that blonde girl, all of you together. You make a pretty great team.
You'd really just give us the store?
No, you'd have to buy it from me. Jesus, I'm not a socialist.
Cosmo, there's no way we have enough money to buy a whole store.
Yes, we do. With the advance I was going to make for selling the game to Nostalgia Toys, we could make a down payment at least. But then, of course, I'd have to quit my job there.
Whoa. Elliot.
You'd do that?
Right before Gretchen went away, she said she missed the person I used to be. I was so obsessed with becoming an adult, I left behind parts of myself that I actually liked. I want to be that guy again.
Elliot. Look, some of the stuff you said last night, it wasn't that off point. I'm almost 30 and I'm still pretending to be a teenager. It's not cute or endearing, it's sad. I need to grow up a little. You need to take a couple of steps back, and maybe we could meet somewhere in the middle.
I'd like that. A lot.
Now kiss. Well, Adam, shipping it.
Cosmo, how much do you want for the store?
Well, considering I really like you guys, let's just call it 3.
Wow, that's actually not bad.
100,000.
There it is.
Hey, still gotta make a living, you know?
I have some money I've been saving to go to Comic-Con, but it'll probably be more fun to just read about it on Twitter anyway.
I can pitch in too.
Simon, you could probably buy the whole freaking store with the loose change in your sofa.
I probably could, but I think it would lessen the symbolic gesture of all of us pitching in.
Oh, I'm not pitching in a dime. I have enough debt as it is in student loans.
Run, hostages, run! Remember, Max Carmichael has freed you all.
Mr. Carmichael, are you okay?
I'm fine, officer, but the maniac who threatened all of our lives is still in there.
Let's get him, boys.
Let's try to avoid the press. This way, Billy.
Well, that was awful.
Oh, Billy, don't be so negative. Look, losing our Midtown location was a setback, certainly. But I think there's a lot we can gain from today's little adventure.
Like what, sir?
Competition, Billy. The cornerstone of capitalism.
Sir, there'll hardly be competition. You can just tell everyone in town not to shop there.
Billy, when you have an arch nemesis, do you just kill them immediately? No. You tie the ropes just loose enough so that they can keep escaping. That way, when you finally do win the day, you can sleep well knowing that you rose to the challenge.
Your brain works differently than other people's, doesn't it?
Thank you, Billy. Indeed, it does.
You're going away for a long time, Pat.
Load him into the van.
Well, Cosmo, I guess this is what you get for being a supervillain.
A villain is only a villain from a certain point of view.
After all, the best villains are the heroes of their own story.
Who are you? What is this?
I work for a man who's very interested in meeting you, Mr. Peters.
Why?
I think it might be better to let him explain that.
Well, you can come visit me in jail.
Who says you're going to jail?
And so comes to an end this extraordinary hostage situation. Excuse me, were you inside the store when Cosmo Peters had a change of heart? What happened?
Let's just say that this city has a new comic book store in town.
We're actually the new owners of the store. We bought it from Monopoly Comics. We'll be closing for a few weeks and then reopening as an independent business.
An independently owned comic book store? With three Monopoly Comics locations across town, how will you survive?
It might not always be easy, but I think the world could use a few more underdogs.
Well, there you have it. A group of young people are opening an independently owned comic book store. This hostage situation became uninteresting very, very quickly. For GSA News, I'm Veronica Belknap.
Well, it's been almost a month since we decided to open our own comic book store. It was a long, boring, and very difficult process with a lot more details not really worth getting into. But what does matter is what's right in front of me. You guys. A group of employees.
Part-time.
I'm really more of a silent partner.
I know the situation that brought all this together was a series of bizarre, unfortunate events that we'll probably have to take to our graves, but I wouldn't change a thing. We all believed in the same crazy dream, and now look at us.
We're business owners.
We're friends.
We're family.
All right, you big softy. Open the door and let in our first customer.
Gibson, will you do the honors?
You got it, boss. Hello, and welcome to Underdog Comics. What can I do for you?
Hi. So, listen, I love Man of Steel, and I was just wondering if
Get out.
What?
Get out! Ah, it's good to be back.
Elliot, maybe you should take the next one.
Good idea. Welcome to Underdog Comics. Can we help you find...
Elliot Markowitz!
Yes?
Gwendolyn Allen, Jeffrey Gibson, Mindy Gibson, Simon Holt, Splendid, you're all here! I told them you would be. During all that nasty business with Carmichael and that Cosmo fella, you all stuck together. You're a team. That's what teams do, thick and thin. Better and worse. Richer and poorer. Wait. No, sorry, that's not teams, that's wedding vows.
You're Lorelei Swift. Oh my god, you're Lorelei Swift.
As in, Swift Industries, Lorelei Swift?
Ah, good! I was worried my reputation wouldn't precede me.
Holy moly, what are you doing here?
Well, big reveal, I'm actually the one responsible for your special abilities. Well, half responsible. Well, half responsible on accident. I was having an off day.
You're not here to take them away from us, are you?
No, of course not, Jeffrey. Why in the world would I do that? Accidental or not, I gave you a gift. I'm not about to ask you to return it.
Well, if you're not here because you want our powers back, then what do you want?
Isn't that obvious? I'm going to make you all into superheroes!
Geek by Night will return with Status Quo Part 1 on February 3rd, but in the meantime, you can leave comments for us on our website, geekbynight.net, or email us at contact@geekbynight.net. If you want more Geek by Night content, support the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/geekbynight, where you can gain access to exclusive scripts, artwork, and podcasts featuring interviews with the cast and crew only for Patreon members. Geek by Night is executive produced by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez, starring Chris O'Connor as Jeff Gibson, Matt Mazel as Elliot Markowitz, Ray Russo as Gwen Allen, Andrew Ball as Simon Holt, Morgan Spencer as Mindy Gibson, Scott Tofty as Max Carmichael, Nick Jimenez as Billy, and introducing Naomi Wong as Lorelei Swift, also starring Chelsea Kern as Gretchen West, Paul Mackey as Cosmo Peters, Zach Luna as Joel Vickers, Rachel Banks as Veronica Belknap, and Rachel Gatlin as Mystery Woman. Additional voice work by Rhonda Mitchell, Nicole Marie, Paul Homestar, Iabo Morrison, Vicky Claremont, Hila Asifi, Sarah Golding, Brady O'Dear, Anthony Legato, Frank Spear, and Eric Rivera. Reboot Part 2, written by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez. Directed and edited by Scott Corelli. Geek by Night theme by Zach Gibson. Original score and final mix by Scott Tofke. Credits read by Brian Brown. Special thanks to associate producer Trenton Anthony Smith. Geek by Night created by Scott Corelli. All characters in this work are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2016, Dueling Genre Productions. Thanks for listening.